past week has seen a sharp rise in anti-Semitic acts globally. In Southeast Europe, the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement's Anti-Semitism Research Center recorded a 133% increase in incidents, including a violent attack at an Athens beach bar where an Israeli tourist had part of his ear bitten off while assailants shouted anti-Semitic slogans. In the UK, the Community Security Trust confirmed a 6-month high of 26 anti-Semitic incidents on a single day, and that was following punk artist Bob Villain's Glastonbury performance, where he and others chanted death to the IDF. In Australia, the Melbourne Hebrew congregation was vandalized for the fourth time in 5 weeks, with graffiti including a Star of David and messages like war crimes. And in Italy last week, a French Jewish man and his young son were physically assaulted at a service station near Milan by a mob chanting anti-Semitic slogans. Well, joining me on the line now is Matana Schwartz, who is the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships with the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. And Matan, thank you for joining us on the Home Run. And if I can start by asking you about that 133% increase, what are your organization's insights into the dramatic increase and rise in anti-Semitism in Southeast Europe?
So first of all, good evening, Paula. Good evening to the listeners as well. Listen, we are at a rise, at a huge rise, like you mentioned, 133%. I'd say tens of incidents a day. You mentioned a few incidents from just this morning. We had a car lit on fire, maybe even bombed. And written in graffiti, death to the IDF in Missouri in the United States. This is just from this morning. Yesterday, we had a Iberia flight from Argentina to Spain, where the crew wrote "Free Palestine" labeled on kosher meals for the Jewish passengers. Not Israelis. We're talking about Jews from Argentina flying to Spain and had their kosher meals labeled "Free Palestine." These are just incidents from the last 24 hours. Not to mention the incidents that you told the listeners before. Yes, we're in a huge rise. A lot of it, of course, has to do with the war in Gaza that ignites this anti-Semitism, but we are in a rise. It's out of control. And what we do is we try to control this together with our partners around the world, whether they are the Jews in the diaspora, like you in South Africa or in Australia or in Europe or in North America or South America, or our fellow partners from other faiths that also want to stop hate and combat hate.
Matan, the work that your organization, Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, does is hugely important. And I don't mean to criticize the work you're doing, but I want to ask you if we keep seeing high-profile condemnations after each attack, statements, solidarity marches, hashtags, but at the same time, anti-Semitism keeps rising. Now, is it possible that your strategy and just the general broader global approach to dealing with anti-Semitism is just not working?
So I don't want to think, or I don't even want to know how the world would look like without us combating anti-Semitism or any other of our partner organizations that also combat anti-Semitism and fight hate. We do the best that we can. We do officer and police training to identify anti-Semitic incidents and acts. We work with people with very, very important, influential people worldwide. If it's people in politics, in government, in lawmaking, in any kind of leaders who have a very big impact on their communities, obviously religious leaders as well. We have a very broad network to deal with this issue. But like I mentioned before, it is out of control. We have a war in Gaza that is igniting a lot of the anti-Semitism in the world. And also many anti-Semites use it as an excuse to practice their anti-Semitism. We have a very, very large and tough mission in front of us, but that's what we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to prevent as many incidents as we can.
There's growing criticism, in some circles at least, that Jewish communities are too reactive, that we issue statements after attacks but fail to shift the narrative proactively. Do you think that we should be more confrontational in naming ideologies or political movements that fuel this rise, even if it risks backlash?
I think everyone should be more confrontational, not only Jewish communities in the diaspora, but also lawmakers and legislators and police forces, and even people who are not part of the Jewish faith. If it's our Christian or Muslim or Hindu neighbors that see acts of hate and incitement, should also act as well.
Do you think spaces at universities, arts festivals, civil rights organizations that have, particularly in recent times, become centers of anti-Semitic rhetoric, do you think it's too late to win those spaces back?
I don't think it's ever too late, but it is a very, very tough and uphill battle to win these spaces back, especially what we saw on campuses in the United States. I'm afraid that this is a battle that we're going to have to go through again once the academic school year starts again in September. I do not think it's too late, but it's definitely a hard battle that we are going to fight. I think we have a pretty big back from the Trump administration in the United States cracking down on these campuses in order to prevent these violent acts, these violent protests and violent acts. It's not too late, and we are going to fight this.
Matan, something I've been struggling with, and maybe you can help me understand it. We saw recent videos and photos of emaciated hostages in Gaza. I mean, people make comparisons to Holocaust survivors. Why did those images not suppress anti-Semitic sentiment despite their emotional impact?
I think if you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite. And it doesn't take a video or a photo or even the truth or facts to change your mind. If you are so hate-driven and you have made up your mind for years to come and it's based on hate and the hate of the Jewish people and the Jewish religion, then it's not going to take a really heartbreaking photos that we've seen over the weekend. I want to share a story that I heard just the other day. In Germany, there was a person taking pictures on the Holocaust Memorial in the middle of Berlin. There's this big memorial with these black rocks in memoriam of the Holocaust. And Jews that were there asked this person, can you please step down? You're disrespecting this place. You're kind of making jokes and you're acting inappropriately at this place, which is a place of memoriam. And he looked at them and said, what you're doing in Gaza makes me allowed to do this. So in a way, anti-Semitism for many of these anti-Semites, it's clearing their own conscience from their previous generations in the Holocaust. I'm not saying that this is a generation for everyone, but this is definitely the case among many anti-Semites that we see around the world, that the war in Gaza just gave them an excuse to ignite and take off their masks and be full on anti-Semites.
I'm chatting with you right now. I'm in the UK. And, you know, there was, of course, that recent high-profile public moment when Bob Villain's Glastonbury performance translated into real-world anti-Semitic incidents. Or what I'm trying to ask you is how important or how relevant or how scary is it when you have people like Bob Villain expressing anti-Semitism? Does it allow for your ordinary person to be more openly anti-Semitic, or should we not overplay celebrities coming out with statements that are anti-Israel?
Absolutely. If I'm anti-Semitic, if I'm an anti-Semitic person, and I see a star on a stage in front of thousands of people chant death to the IDF or any kind of anti-Semitic slurs, I see this as a stamp of legitimacy. Of like, hey, if Bob Dylan can say it on a stage in front of thousands of people on live television on the BBC, so definitely I can share some posts on Facebook or Instagram or any kind of social network and share my own anti-Semitic values, anti-Semitic slurs and chants and ideas and views to the world. So absolutely, an act like Bobby Villains on the stage of Glastonbury gives a legitimate stamp and doesn't make anti-Semitic people hide in their closet, but actually come out to the world.
One last question, Matan, before I let you go, if you can help us formulate a response. It's a conversation I've been having the last few days here in London, where people tell me, no, I'm just critical of the policies of Israel. I'm just critical of what Israel's doing in Gaza. I am not anti-Semitic. What is your response to that? And how can listeners who feel themselves having that kind of debate, how can they argue the point more strongly that it is actually anti-Semitism, if you believe it?
Well, there's a clear line. There's a clear line. People are entitled and they have the right to be critical of Israel, like they could be critical of any country in the world, as long as the criticism is legitimate. And that's fine. You can critical Israel and say, I do not agree with what their government is doing. But once that crosses the line with slurs against the Jewish people, or even not recognizing Israel's right to exist, because like we know, whoever is anti-Zionist is basically anti-Semitic, because you don't recognize Israel's right to exist as a Jewish home after the Holocaust. So as long as it's criticism within, I do not agree with what the government is doing, or I would want Israel to act differently, but I do recognize Israel as the Jewish state, and I do recognize Israel's right to act as a sovereign state, then I guess that's the border.
And part of that being recognizing Israel's right to have an army that does what it feels it's justified to do in Gaza. I'm just helping us formulate this argument. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I think, again, I think as long as the criticism is boundaried in legitimacy, then it's okay saying, okay, Israel has a sovereign army like every other sovereign country in the world has, and I can criticize its actions or I can accept their actions. But once you completely annihilate their right to exist or right to have an army or control a sovereign area, then like I said, that's already anti-Zionism, which is anti-Semitism.
Matan Schwartz, the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships from the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, known as CAM. Thank you very much for weighing in. Of course, this is a topic that's not going to go away. And as the data from the last week alone shows, anti-Semitism is escalating across regions. Matan, your work with CAM, especially in bridging communities and promoting, for example, the IHRA definition, which I didn't even get to chat with you about, is more vital than ever. So please know we appreciate your time and we're encouraged to act with purpose and unity.